Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Rob's Radio Hour.
That theme tune will have to go. Good evening, folks. It's Friday the 13th of August, and I hope you're lucky.
Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. Bet your money all your life, it's all right, it's all right. Don't need a salt, you got two flowers. Oh no, oh no. Whatever gets you through your life,
Whatever Gets You Through the Night, which is from our featured album, Shaved Fish, by John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. Shaved Fish was released in 1975 and is often called a compilation album. Five of the 11 tracks had never appeared on any other album, being released as solo singles by Lennon during the preceding 5 years. More tracks from Shaved Fish throughout the show. This next song is played before each home game of Birmingham City Football Club.
Blue sky. sky.
Please tell us why
you had to hide away for so long.
Where did we go wrong?
That's Miss the Blue Sky by the Electric Light Orchestra. Next up, we have a David Bowie song about an aging Hollywood star's encounter with a prostitute, a sort of hard-edged version of the old boy meets girl theme.
Star they ever.
Actor by David Bowie from the 1973 album Aladdin Sane. Bowie used to perform this song on stage wearing sunglasses and holding a skull, a la Hamlet. He would then proceed to French kiss the skull. Here's another take on Boy Meets Girl from the start of Act 2 of Jacques Offenbach's opera The Towers of Hoffman. That tune, the Barcarolle, is probably the most famous number in the Towers of Hoffman and has found its way into popular culture. Talking of which, at the 1996 Edinburgh Fringe, Bill Bailey came up with the idea of doing the Doctor Who theme as Belgian jazz. The following is a slightly reworked version for a later BBC video.
Voyage dans le TARDIS. La boîte de téléphone. Fantastique. d'espace. L'intérieur est beaucoup plus grand que l'extérieur. Mais ça, c'est le mystère du Dr. Key. Avec les Daleks, le docteur est supérieur. Les ennemis, les petites grenouilles dans les poubelles mobilisantes. Le capitaine des Daleks, il s'appelle Davros. Est-ce qu'il est demi-homme ? Ou demi-Dalek. Demi-Dalek. Ou demi-homme. Je ne sais pas. Incroyable. Exterminez-vous. Exterminez-vous.
Bill Bailey and Dr. Key. Le Tombeau de Couperin is a suite for solo piano by Maurice Ravel, composed between 1914 and 1917. It's in six movements, and each movement is dedicated to the memory of friends of the composer who died fighting in World War I. Ravel himself was an army driver during the war. This is the sixth and final movement, called Toccata. It's dedicated to Joseph de Milliave, who was a French musicologist, best known for his book on the Beethoven quartets. Milliave was killed in action in August 1914, shortly after the outbreak of war. the Toccata from Le Tombeau de Couperin, played by Vlado Perlimutter. The Velvet Underground and Nico was released in 1967. Nico's collaboration with the Velvets lasted for just this one album, and her finest moment on it is undoubtedly All Tomorrow's Parties.
What costume shall the poor girl wear to all tomorrow's parties? A hand-me-down dress from who knows where. What shall she do when midnight comes around? She turned once more to Sunday's cloud and cried behind the door. Yesterday's gowns to all tomorrow's parties. And what will she do with Thursday's rags when Monday comes around? She turned once more Sunday's clown and try behind the door. Blackened shroud, a hand-me-down gown, of rags and silks a costume. Fit for one who sits and cries.
Tomorrow's Parties by the Velvet Underground and Nico. Edith Piaf was known as the Sparrow because she was both very nervous and very small. In 1957, Piaf had a big hit with a song called La Foule.
De Michel Rivegauche, La Foule. Suffoquant sous le soleil et sous la joie, et j'entends dans la musique les cris, les rires qui éclatent et rebondissent autour de moi. Éperdu parmi ces gens qui me bousculent, étourdi, désemparé, je reste là. Quand soudain je me retourne, il se recule, et la foule vient me jeter entre ses bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, écrasés l'un contre l'autre, nous ne formons qu'un seul corps, et le flot sans effort nous pousse enchaîner l'un et l'autre, et nous laisse tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux, et traînés par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse, une folle farandole, nos deux mains restent soudées. Et parfois soulever nos deux corps enlacés s'envolent et retombent tous deux épanouis, enivrés et heureux. Et la joie que l'a poussée par son sourire me transperce et rejaillit au fond de moi. Mais soudain, je pousse un cri parmi les rires, quand la foule vient l'arracher d'entre mes bras. Emporté par la foule qui nous traîne, nous entraîne, nous éloigne l'un de l'autre, je lutte et je me débat. Mais le son de ma voix s'étouffe dans le rire des autres, et je crie de douleur, de fureur et de rage, et je pleure. Et traîné par la foule qui s'élance et qui danse, une folle farandole, je suis emporté au loin. Et je crispe mes poings maudissant la foule qui me vole, l'homme qu'elle m'avait donné que je n'ai jamais retrouvé.
Edith Piaf and La Foule. On the Radio Hour programme page on Local Radio France, there is a link to a video of Piaf singing this song. The video has English subtitles. Check out the lyrics and the passion with which Piaf sings them. The name, Plastic Ono Band, was an identity to describe works by John Lennon and Yoko Ono and whoever happened to be performing with them. At various times, this included Eric Clapton, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, Klaus Voormann, Keith Moon, and Phil Spector. George Harrison played electric guitar on Instant Karma, which was produced by Phil Spector and released in 1970. It's the third track on the Shaved Fish album. Instant Karma ranks as one of the fastest released songs in pop music history, recorded at London's Abbey Road Studios the same day it was written, and coming out only 10 days later. Lennon remarked to the press that he wrote it for breakfast, recorded it for lunch, and we're putting it out for dinner. Also on the track, doing backing vocals, are the Beatles' roadie, Mal Evans, and their then manager, Alan Klein, as well as a dozen or so late night revelers from a nearby pub. Instant Karma, which got to number 5 in the UK, number 3 in the US, and number 1 in France. On the Radio Hour programme page, there is a video link to this song, which shows Yoko blindfolded and doing her knitting while John performs. Here's an impudent piano waltz, composed and played by Francis Poulenc. It encapsulates the defiant irreverence of occupied France. Thank you. Vowels in C major by Francis Poulenc. Two American sisters, Sierra and Bianca Cassidy, formed the avant-garde ensemble Coco Rosie in Paris in 2003. Their musical journey since then has included four albums which have often baffled and infuriated listeners and critics. Coco Rosie's signature sound is often said to be quirky childhood toys and hip-hop influenced breaks, and they're often put in the genre known as freak folk music. This song from their latest album, Grey Oceans, is neither freak nor folk. It's just a damn good piece of music, and it's called Lemonade.
Thank you.
Coco Rosie. The video for this song is also very good and is on the Radio Hour program page. Woman is the nigger of the world is a phrase originally coined by Yoko Ono during a magazine interview in 1969. In 1972, John Lennon wrote a song of the same name. It's the sixth track on the Shaved Fish album.
Woman is the leader of the world. Yes, she is. Think about it. Woman is the nigger of the world. Think about it. Do something about it.
We make her paint her face and dance. If she won't be a slave and say that she don't love. Say she's trying to be a man while putting her down, we pretend that she's above us. Woman is the nigger of the world. Yes, she is. You don't believe me? Take a look at the one you will. Woman is the slave of the slaves. Oh, yeah. Better scream about it.
John Lennon and Woman is the Nigger of the World. Syd Barrett was a founding member and creative genius of the early Pink Floyd. He left the group in 1968 because of mental illness exacerbated by heavy drug use. It's believed that on one occasion Syd took a huge amount of acid that literally destroyed his brain cells. In 1973, Pink Floyd released their acclaimed album, The Dark Side of the Moon. The penultimate track on the album was called Brain Damage and is about Syd Barrett. Brain Damage runs straight into the final track of the album, called Eclipse, and the two are commonly played together, giving the impression that they are one song. Here are the final two tracks from The Dark Side of the Moon.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes with dark bones too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
You buy, big everyone you fight. And all that is now, and all that is gone, and all that's to come, and everything under the sun is in view. But the sun is eclipsed by the
After the first 8 radio hour shows, done last winter in sub-zero temperatures, I had to lay in a darkened room for 6 months. Now I seem to be back, and next week's featured album may or may not be Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. But in the meantime, in 1973, Yoko Ono and John Lennon separated, and Lennon embarked on what he called his lost weekend. This involved spending 18 months shacked up with a Chinese girl called Mei Pang, apparently at the suggestion of Yoko Ono. Mei Pang has dined out on the story ever since. Our final track from Shaved Fish is called Number 9 Dream and was written during the Lost Weekend. It was released in early 1975. Number 9 Dream continues Lennon's fascination with the number 9. He was born on 9th of October, and coincidentally, the track also peaked at number 9 in the US charts. The backing vocal in the song, which calls out the name John, is Mei Pang.